Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Fucking yes.
Yeah.
Oh, crrr.
Yeah.
Welcome to It's Happening. Snoopy, as you know, is sequestered in at the Jersey Slurb reboot in Miami, so she won't be here for the next 4 weeks. So I'll be having co-hosts each week to fill her position. And today we have two very special ones. I'm not sure if you're aware who they are, but I'm going to tell you. My first guest is a guy that I have a crush on. I stalked him on the internet for years, and I finally got him to do this because of my platform that I have here at It's Happening. And he is a high energetic comic, and he performs at the Gotham Comedy Club, Caroline's on Broadway, the Comedy Cellar. He has a bachelor's degree in psychology to impress his mom's friends. And he has a new show on the internet called Bay Ridge Boys. Please welcome to the set, Mr. Chris DiStefano.
Yes! Hello.
Hi. I'm sorry. That bio is old.
And he has a 38 waist.
And I do have a size 38-inch waist, which, yeah, if you want to stick it here, you can stick it here.
But he's handsome, bad. But
he's really hot.
Yeah. Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you.
And then I have another one. My another guest has multiple personalities. I think it's disorder.
Absolutely psychopath.
I know him as Marisa Rodriguez from the Lower East Side. That's it. I know him as Mr. Panos, who's a Greek Orthodox Jew. And you can see him all over television on VH1, on True TV, on HGTV. And NBC.
Wow.
No, I don't know where else you've seen him, but he's a hysterical comic. His name is Giannis Pappas, and he's all the way from Brooklyn.
And Giannis is a true gay.
He's a true gay. These guys are bi-curious, and I brought them in because we really want to start discovering new things about ourselves today. So this is kind of like a boys trip. Boys camping trip.
Yeah, because Giannis and I hang out every day, and we every single day we ask each other, we can show you the text if we're gay or not. We don't know if what we do is gay or not.
Yeah.
But we do, Giannis, he buys he looks for deals at Century 21 and Banana Republic.
I know he got a jacket for $300, yeah. Karl Lagerfeld. Yeah.
And I cry almost every day. And
you have anxiety.
I do, and I've cried multiple times in front of Giannis.
So if you don't know who they are, when you're looking right now, look them up on your phones, because I know your phones are out. So go to Instagram and look at them, who they are. It's Chris DiStefano, Chris D Comedy. And what's yours, Giannis?
Giannis Pappas, all one word.
Yeah,
all
so just look at them so you can see how hot they are and who we're talking with today. Yeah. So you're familiarized, and then everything will be funnier after you realize who they are. Yeah. So
but are you just saying that to make me feel good? Am I close to his level of hot?
Yes. Am I as you are?
Are you saying that to be nice?
No,
you
I didn't.
Be honest with me.
I swear to God, I saw you, first I knew you as Maurice, and then I saw you on the couch doing a skit with your friend asking about cocaine. You had a backwards hat on, a white t-shirt, and gray sweatpants.
And I was bangable.
And you're playing a video game, and you're talking, and it was so hot, I started following you because of that.
Good. Yeah, no, I told him he's handsome.
Normally I require all my male guests to wear gray sweatpants with no underwear here, but I let it slide because it's cold out.
Yeah, thank you. Well, if we summer episode, we'll come back.
But those have to be shorts then.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll come back in a
speedo. We respect that.
Yes, and the right dress code. So this is going to be a really fun episode. We're going to have a special guest come in later. We have Marisa Rodriguez. Do you know her? She was on a dating show, and she's she's really hot on the internet. She's a transsexual from the Lower East Side.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So she'll be coming later to do celebrity gossip with us. But right now we have the boys, and we're going to make the best of it. Snooki's gone, but it's like she's never left.
Yeah. She lives through.
I'm actually having more fun without her.
Really?
Well, she's a bitch to me.
Really?
Does she
have real or fake boobs?
Fake tits.
Fake. Okay.
Yeah, those aren't natties?
No.
That's nice.
No, yeah. She just got them recently. She had two kids and her tits deflated like party balloons.
Wow.
So, it was not cute. So she was like, I'm going to wait till after I have my kids. She wants two more kids, and that's going to be, she'll be. you know, 40 by the time she
I think she's beautiful, Snooki. I always have.
Yeah, she looks pretty.
Yeah.
She's Catholic.
And I like her family. She has a nice family, her husband, kids. It just seems like a nice thing.
It's a nice thing, yeah.
Yeah.
And she, you know, she and I try to balance our drinking after she got off that Jersey Shore and then had kids and she couldn't completely change herself. We still like to drink. We just have to do it strategically now.
Yeah. I want to get in shape like Vinny Guadagnino. He doesn't eat. He just eats cardboard.
Are you a friend of Vinny?
I am friends with Vinny. Yeah. I follow him on Instagram. I try to eat like he eats.
Yeah.
But
he went to a big, especially right before they announced the show. Vinny did some crazy diet when he tried to make us all do, and we're like, "You're fucking insane!" It was it's like keto, which is like you only eat
fat.
Fat is that what he's doing?
Yeah, you eat fat more than anything else. Yeah, and that's supposed to like burn more calories.
I'm 40 and pre-diabetic.
You're 40?
Yes,
you look fantastic. Thank you. I didn't even know you were 40.
Well, I'm 39. I just turned 39 in January.
And
so I'm
pre-diabetic?
Just
me too.
Yeah. Well, anyone?
Do you have high blood pressure?
I'm sure.
Me too.
Bring it. Yeah, I mean, we're Italian and we have a 30-inch waist. What do you expect?
Yeah, I know. Are you you're 38? You can fit comfortably into 38?
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
These are stretch. Do you have stretch jeans yet?
I've stretched athletic fit. Yeah. But I'm in 38 trying to get down to a 36, but I'm in well within the 38 zone.
Oh yeah, no, I've been a 42 before.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't shop at like if I go to like Banana Republic or the Gap, I have
Express
to,
is the worst.
Yeah. They just tell me to go online. Yeah. I have to do a lot of shameful pants.
They
shopping.
Do that, yeah. They say this is the biggest size we carry, you have to go online.
Because they don't respect us gays.
Mm-hmm. I know. Especially with a keen eye for fashion like we have.
Seriously, I think this is nice what I have on today.
No, can you stand up, please?
I dress specific for you, okay. Yeah.
Where is that jacket from? The 4-5 Club? 5-4 Club? What is
from,
that? You know?
American Rag in Macy's.
Oh, that nice? Looks expensive. Do you have a coupon?
Yeah.
Turn around. I lift the jacket up. Okay. Thank you.
He always says I got a small ass.
Yeah,
he always says that. He
no,
says,
I have a big ass.
He has a big ass.
I'm a cutie with a booty. He's got a small ass.
He always notices it too. He always points it out to me.
Yeah.
And he also calls me cute. Which
is it
makes
flat?
Me uncomfortable.
Or is it a flat ass or is it just small?
Giannis's ass is just small ass.
Like a little peach.
Like a little but no, it's more like a baby walnut. I just feel like gay men in general
like
would be more
ass.
Interested in my ass than Giannis's ass. And that does make me feel better at times. I'm not gay, but I do appreciate some of the attention I've gotten from the gay community.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really do.
And it's all the same with your eyes closed.
Yeah.
And a bottle of malt liquor.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. You know, I've never tried it, but, you know, I'm
still young.
Do you
guys drink?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and I offered you guys drinks today, and they said no.
Well, because we're riding.
For our safety.
We did it for
our
safety.
We knew. You're driving.
You're driving.
Yeah. Well, we're driving, and then we're also writing the fourth episode of our web series, The Bay Ridge Boys, after this.
Yeah.
So we don't want to do that drunk. We want to be in the zone. But
do you sit down and have to, like, don't you get rowdy's block when you actually have to force yourself to sit down and do something?
Well, it comes up. We write the episodes, like, off a conversation. So we'll just flow. Like, we don't, like, say,
like you might think something about, you might think about something today, and then I'll write it down. You know, that's good for Bay Ridge Boys.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah, there could certainly be something that happens today that winds up in the episode.
Do you think that they're ever going to start having cameos in the episode?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I'd love to play a gay waitress.
100%. You could be the gay waitress.
Or I could be like the guy on the other side of the glory hole.
You'd be a gaytress.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we do. Oh, on the other side. We could do a glory hole ep.
Yeah. Yeah. They call each other. Have you seen that? Ben is our producer. Ben, have you seen the Gay Ridge Boys? I'm sorry, Bay Ridge.
Yeah, Bay Ridge.
He's gay bad.
You have?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Ben, you're not gay.
No, I'm
okay.
Not.
No,
yeah.
Fun fact, I did masturbate about Ben once.
You did?
Really?
He was telling me a horny story about how he hasn't nutted in like 2 weeks, his girlfriend was gone, and that turned me on. So I left the studio and I pleasured myself to him.
Oh, wow.
Have you masturbated to either one of us yet?
Chris.
Wow, interesting. That, again, that makes me feel good. I'm not,
You have to gel your hair up. You didn't gel your hair up today. Didn't you learn?
The scenario you were telling me about that you had put it in?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you don't want to share?
I didn't have a scenario.
What did Chris do in the fantasy?
Well, I don't know. If he did, he'd probably just be laying on the couch with his feet up, forcing me to do things for him. But like linguine with shrimp.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But did you
fettuccine
already,
with shrimp.
You already did it, though, right? Past tense. You did.
I've climaxed to him already.
Yeah. Well, can you tell us what the fantasy was?
He was on the couch forcing me around, and he had white socks on, gray sweatpants, and he's like, after dinner, I was like doing his laundry and doing his, and then he forced his my head on his cock. That's
pretty standard.
And we cuddled
that's
after. We cuddled after.
Yeah, that's like, that's date night with me.
Yeah. That was one of my favorite lines when you're talking about. I love Anxiety Tuesdays. He does a series on, but you never do it on a fucking Tuesday. Is that the part of the joke?
That's part of the joke because I wait to see all the people in the comments tell me what an asshole I am. That's not Tuesday. And I'm like, okay.
Okay, because so he does it in hysterical, because I have anxiety. Are you medicated or no?
No, I'm trying to not be on medication.
Okay,
for
I am.
But I may have to get there eventually.
Well, I have them in my handbag if you need it.
All right, sure.
I take an antidepressant. I take Xanax for when I have panic attacks.
Yeah.
It just helps me even myself out. But he does an anxiety Tuesday, and one of them said that you had anxiety because your tits were jiggling because you ate fettuccine Alfredo.
Yes.
With shrimp.
Yeah. And that's what I do a lot. And I do. Yeah. Because I have. Yeah. If I took off my shirt right now, I look like a melting candle. But nobody knows that. Like Giannis knows that, but nobody knows that.
Well, do you wear Spanx for men?
No.
Oh, I do.
I'm in shape. Like even in my life, like I've always just had like a sag tit and I don't know why. And I think.
I do too.
Because Giannis's whole theory is like, you're never going to get it all. Like you can't. Like there's like Justin Timberlake has it all, but he probably has a small mic.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's something.
Yeah.
So that's, and you know, and I think like, not that I have anything like Justin Timberlake, but I do, no matter how much I get in shape, I will always have flabby pepperoni nipples.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's just what it is. And I've accepted that.
Giannis has a nice rack on him.
He does.
As long as my whole goal is just to have my tits face forward.
Yeah,
because
not down.
When I get fat, they go in the opposite
direction. Do they?
Yeah, they look like they're fighting with one another.
Oh.
He always wants to have them facing due north.
They just need to be north. And he always tells me, to his credit, he gives me confidence. He says, because I get a little upset, I'm like, I'm 10 pounds overweight. He goes, but they're still facing north.
Yeah.
They're together.
Yeah. That's always, you have to keep your chin up.
Yeah.
Tits got to stay together.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
And I also liked when I go all over the place. I have ADD. When you said, do I look jacked?
Yeah.
Like out of nowhere. What did you guys get each other for Christmas? Socks?
It was an espresso Yankee mug with a Yankee socks.
With Yankee socks. But the thing is, we did that as a joke. We were like, this would be a funny sketch if we bought each other Yankee socks. And then Giannis bought the Yankee socks for the sketch. But I actually already had those socks. In real life.
So did you return the other pair and just use the other ones?
I only had one of those socks. I have a 2-year-old daughter, so she steals.
Delilah.
She steals like socks from me constantly. Or there'll be like one sock in her bag and one sock. So I kind of always have mismatched socks on. Like right now, I'm not wearing the same socks.
I am. I did laundry this week.
Yeah.
So you have a daughter, Delilah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you follow him on Guy Code, which is a show I love, he tells a story about how his baby mama was not, they weren't together. It was a one night stand at first.
It was a one night stand.
Can you disclose her name, or you'd rather not?
No, we don't even need her name, but she's the baby mama, but she's a great person.
Is she Italian?
No, Puerto Rican.
Okay.
And as soon as I saw her, well, her name's Jasmine, but we don't have to see like Instagram and stuff, but she's a great person because I'm not going to talk shit about her because there's no reason. We love each other. We do love each other.
Where did you take her the night you knocked her up?
We to a Fat Joe concert because she was Puerto Rican.
Yeah. Okay.
So I thought that would be a good idea. But, you know, she told me this is offensive. But, you know, it was fine. We still had sex.
And where did you conceive?
We conceived in my apartment.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, she had the baby. And
how long? So you went on 2 dates with her.
Yes.
And then you kept talking. And then she called you 2 months later and said, I'm pregnant.
Well, no. We were talking the whole time. We never really stopped talking.
Okay.
Like we were always like, but we weren't dating or anything like that. But then when she told me she was pregnant, then I said, we went full blown Catholic.
Yeah.
Proposed.
Oh, you know, you got
moved
married
in together. We didn't ever got married.
Okay. Did you get the ring back?
I do not have the ring, but that's like a whole, you know, I just
wanted
her.
It's been thrown at you a few times.
It's been thrown at me a few times.
Yeah, take this.
But I have it, but she has it because, you know, I'm just like, I don't want
to. Save it for Delilah.
Exactly.
She can let her start a college or buy a car with it.
That was my thought. So, but now we co-parent and, you know, it's fine. I felt like it was more normal almost for people. Delilah's going to go to school with a lot of people are in co-parenting situations.
Yeah.
It's going to be almost weirder if they're married.
Trans
yeah.
biracial lesbian parents.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Who knows?
Absolutely.
What we get thrown at.
She's going to have, you know.
How old are you?
I'm 33.
Stop.
Yeah.
You're older.
I'm older, yeah.
Yeah, 36.
Exactly. Okay. Good guess.
Yeah.
Well, how'd you guess that?
I mean, it's a lie, but.
Because I'm obsessed with straight boys, yeah. and I just know these things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a PhD.
Yeah.
You have a PhD.
What can that stand for, something dirty?
Yeah.
Pretty hard penis. Pretty hard dick.
Yeah.
Pretty hard dick. There you go. Yeah. Pretty hard dick.
That was really cool.
Pretty hard dack.
Yeah. I have presents for you guys.
Oh, nice. What's going to be? It's going to be fucking, what's going to be?
Muffins.
Wait. A Tylenol PM and a dildo?
Yeah. Xanax.
Oh, if I didn't bring them, I'm going to hurt.
Oh, come on, Joey.
Oh, I got it. Okay, good.
What is it?
I actually didn't know you were gay, Joey, until...
I opened my mouth.
Yeah. When you wrote... Yeah, until you opened your mouth. No, when you wrote... You just commented on a picture that Giannis posted today.
Said, and you didn't know until today?
Gray sweats. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know. I was excited to find out.
You never looked at my Instagram?
He didn't want to judge just because
Yeah, I didn't want to judge because I don't assume people's...
Oh, my God.
Look at this. It says...
I love dick
Butch
buttons.
Dick.
I love dick.
I love dick.
Yeah.
Put it on.
You can put those on if you'd like. So I got them buttons that say, I love dick. I also have these stickers.
Mine says Butch Dick.
There's two of them. There's three different ones. And then there's the men's pink triangle with a hairy chest on it.
Beautiful. What's going on?
So this is an artist friend of mine, Butch Dick Art. Look him up on Instagram. He does really like raunchy pictures. Maybe he'll sketch you one day.
You think he can do some artwork for us for Bay Ridge Boys?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, great.
Oh, no, he for sure can.
All right, cool.
So he does like filthy things. I also have t-shirts that he gives me. I didn't want to bring t-shirts.
You know what's definitely going to happen? I'm going to forget that I have the I Love Dick pin on and all night with it. And I don't care. I'm going to go on stage with it tonight.
Do you guys perform tonight?
I got shows tonight. Yeah, we both do.
Where?
I'm at the Comedy Cellar and Giannis is at the
Stand
Comedy
Club.
So
then I'd have to flip a coin to see whose show we go to.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Well, you're performing tomorrow.
I got shows every night. So does Giannis.
How do you have shows every night?
Because we got to work. I'm paying these bills, boo.
I would love to do stand-up, but I have crippling anxiety.
I know. I'm a soon-to-be out-of-the-closet gay, and I know how much you cost.
How did you get over your anxiety to do stand-up? Did you just get forced into it?
Well, my anxiety is not really on stage at all. To be honest with you, being on stage feels like the only place where I don't have anxiety.
Yeah.
My anxiety...
About dying.
Yeah, my anxiety is about it was very selfish, like about... my own mortality and blah, blah, blah. But now it's more geared towards, you know, is my daughter going to be okay?
Right.
Are my loved ones going to be okay?
Yeah.
You know, is this going to be okay?
My arm is numb. Am I having a heart attack?
Exactly.
Got it.
It's that now. So, but I'm Giannis, to be honest with you, this is serious. Giannis has helped me so much understand about the ego and how, because he's a sick Greek motherfucker.
Or Greek Orthodox.
Yeah.
So you just celebrated Easter like yesterday.
Yeah. Right. And you know that makes me a little gay.
A little gay, yeah.
Like, I'm not gay, but if I went to jail, I'd be good at it. It would come naturally.
Oh, that's going to be my sessions this week. Yeah. We'll talk about prison because I'm obsessed with prison this week. Yeah. Sort of.
You'd be my boyfriend in prison.
Stop,
yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would you kiss on the mouth?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
If you have to, right,
yeah. I mean, yeah. How else we, where else we can kiss?
Well, so this has been fun. Let's go into should we start doing our obsessions of the week?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so normally Nicole and I do obsessions of the week, and hers is usually something fucking weird, like on TV she's watching or a new bra she got.
Okay.
Or something. Mine's random. Do you want me to go first so you guys
have
time?
Sure.
Yeah. So in lieu of what we were just talking about, prison sex, my obsession of the week is Oz, the show Oz. Mm-hmm. I just got this TV behind me, so I have Roku and I have all these like things. So I have, I can watch any show. So I just started watching Oz, which is a prison drama that was from 1997 to 2003. And it stars Chris Maloney and it had Carmela Soprano was in it.
Oh, nice.
In the beginning. Have you guys watched the show?
I've watched the show.
Yeah. I can't believe how young you are.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
It was a big show.
I'm getting older.
Yeah.
It was a big show.
I did watch it.
Yeah. So I started watching season one because I like to binge watch things. And then lately, if I saw like a new show, it's over within like a week because I watch it like three episodes a night and then I'm done. And then I get depressed that I have nothing to do with myself. So right. I'd like to do a show that has like eight seasons I can start. So I know I got at least like a good month and a half buffer to have my shows.
That's good.
Do you get depressed when you finish a good show? That's the worst.
That's what I mean. So that's why I have to do things like I won't watch like I've never seen a thing of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I wanted to like have like 10 seasons so I can start like watching from the beginning. And then have like, because when it stops, it's like, you know,
smart.
Once a week shows are fucking bullshit.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
I can't.
yeah. anymore.
So I've been watching Tom, obsessed with Oz, and it's pretty. There's some really good hot gay sex in that.
There is.
As
Luke
well.
Perry's
Luke,
naked in there.
Luke Perry. That's when I saw his.
Wow.
What's his name on the show? On the old show.
Brandon.
Dylan Murphy.
Dylan.
Murphy. I saw yeah. Dylan Murphy's.
And he's also in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Let me ask you a question. This is something I'm very curious about.
Of course.
In the show, Oz, his penis is soft.
Yeah.
As a gay guy, can you gauge from soft what we're talking about when he's hard?
Not always, because, you know, like anything, there's a shower and a grower.
Right.
But you don't know if he's a grower and that's just it, but harder.
Yeah.
You know, usually Latinos are growers.
Yeah. Right.
Not growers, showers, sorry.
Yeah.
Showers. That
they're
means
shows.
That they,
right.
yeah.
they're big.
The Latinos and blacks, yeah, they have like a dick that's just like huge and then just like that, but like. Bigger.
Yeah.
For like white guys usually are the growers.
Right.
It looks like a toddler penis until now. Do you have a hardcore
Italian family?
Yeah.
Like very hardcore.
I mean, we're not.
So like when you came out, like was it?
Oh no.
Like was your father?
No, they I never even had to come out.
They just knew your father. You couldn't tell that.
I mean, they always knew. He was early.
But okay. So like it being an old school Italian dad, like you know you're gay and that's fine. But what happens if you came home with a black boyfriend? Would that be too much?
That was not allowed.
Yeah,
which is unfortunate. But it's just the truth with Italian. Yeah.
Well, now I think it's changed since.
Oh yeah, for sure. Once I come out, I'm going only black because black men have been the only men that have ever given me attention.
That's true. You got a fat ass. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying because I'm shaped like a young black woman.
Yeah. So I'm obsessed with Oz and I'm just in season two. I'm really excited to see Chris
Maloney
because he's my big crush.
Yeah.
And he pisses in a bucket in the movie and he spreads his asshole open on the camera. So he does all this kind of, you've seen this, right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
He's got an Emmy nomination for that part.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't seen it.
Spread him.
Yeah.
I have it on my phone.
Yeah.
I'll have to pull it up. So that's my obsession of the week, and I'll turn it over to Ms. DeStefano now.
Hey, girl. So do you want this to be a separate?
Spill the tea, honey.
Woo!
Any obsession of the week? And then we're getting into health and beauty after, so.
But do you want Giannis and I, because I think we share the obsession
of the week.
I'll do
it, yeah.
So our obsession of the week and of the last couple of weeks has been hyenas, the actual animal. The hyena.
Yeah.
We have been obsessed with this
animal. Did you see like a National Geographic special?
Yes, and we know a lot about it. And do you want to start talking about it? Or
hyenas is the most savage, chaotic, raw animal on the planet.
So that sounds like something that the Jersey Shore guys would call a woman.
Yeah.
Right. Which, but chaos is, in fact, its weapon. Like a lion's weapon is to crouch and stalk, where a hyena's weapon to kill prey is to cause chaos amongst the herd and get the animal so frazzled.
Wild out.
One by one, they sacrifice themselves. Some of them die almost every hunt. One of them dies.
Especially when they're stealing a lion kill.
So they have to do it in a group. I'm going to cause a scene and then you go in and steal the handbag.
Yeah, they're drama queens.
They're also the only animal that doesn't come from any animal family. So, you know, you can derive a cat from a lion. Hyenas do not derive from any other animal in the animal kingdom other than themselves.
Oh.
So
what does a hyena even look like?
It's a thing. You can't put your finger on it. It looks kind of like a dog, kind of like a cat, but it's not related to either one of them.
And it's gross.
Where do they live?
They live in Africa.
Oh.
And
how do you spell that?
Hyena. H-Y-E-N-A.
And they're hideous.
They're hideous.
And what they do is when they eat their food, they're gross. Yeah. It looked. Yeah.
I thought it was like a walrus or something.
No. It doesn't look like anything I've ever seen. Yeah. It's disgusting.
They're the mortal enemies of lions.
Lions. It's the only animal known in the animal kingdom that lions will kill and not eat. They murder them.
It's like a dog, a cat, and a horse or a donkey.
Disgusting.
It's hard to put your finger on.
It's got a horrible haircut.
We talk about them in our web series, Bay Ridge Boys, all the time.
Yeah.
We call each other hyenas.
Where can you see that? On YouTube?
See it on Facebook or YouTube.
Yeah. Our Facebook. Go to Chris DeStefano Facebook or Giannis Papas Facebook.
Yeah. Can we be real Facebook friends?
Absolutely.
Off air though?
Absolutely. Done.
Okay. Are we going to
hang
out?
I didn't know we weren't.
Are we going to hang out?
Sure. Come to shows. Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Have you been to L&B Pizza?
Just don't roofie me. That's all.
I won't.
Okay.
No, I'll just
because my father's still alive. But once he passes, whatever.
Did your mom pass?
No, my parents are still happy. Alive.
My mom has passed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Rest in peace.
I didn't do it. Thank you.
Yeah. Is it Canasta?
Camasta.
Mrs. Camasta. Your girl's doing good.
Canasta is a sick Italian name. Bad.
No, it's Camasta.
Camasta. Yeah, not like the card game.
Yeah.
It's close,
Camasta.
Yeah.
DeStefano and Camasta.
DeStefano and Camasta. Well, it would be a power gay couple.
Yeah.
If you guys got married, whose last name would you use? You would
take his. No, I take his.
And you know what's an interesting question for us? Since we're both 38 ways, who would be the power bottom, me or you?
Yeah. I would be the bottom for you.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Unless you wanted me to stick it in.
No, I kind of still
I don't even bottom, but like.
You don't bottom?
No, it hurts. I'd rather get hit by a car.
So you top. You top.
I haven't had sex since 2012. 2014.
Okay, so that's 2014. What's going on, Joey?
No, can you talk to me?
I got heartbroken. I'll never look at another boy again.
Really?
Because yes. I have a couple of gay friends, comic buddies of mine, and you know, they talk about their sex life.
I know one of them.
Who do you know? Thomas Dale? Frank Liotti, who's a great guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, but some of my friends, when I talk to them, they tell me like, oh, I'm going to have sex tonight, but they haven't had penetration sex. There's a different thing. Like if as a straight guy, it's like, well, like I'm having sex. It's like, I'm, you know,
that's sex.
But so
they call blowjob sex,
I guess, or blowjob or making out or jerking each other off is all sex. But to me, so in the gay community, I'm asking, is there a different definition of
no,
sex?
No, I think for me, it's because it's so
dick and ass.
Yeah. It's either a blowjob or fucking.
Oh,
yeah.
But I would say a blowjob is sex. Cause if I got a blowjob from a girl, I wouldn't say I had sex. I would have said she gave me sloppy moppy.
Yeah.
Right.
But Joey, it's not right. What you're doing is not right.
What?
Not having sex since 2014. Good looking as you, depriving people of you. It's not the right thing you're doing.
Well, I'm just afraid. I'm like, I have anxiety about getting AIDS, so that's like one thing. And then the other thing is I have anxiety about like getting my, being attached to the guy and then like, you know, break my heart.
But for AIDS, I mean,
you can always kill him if
use a condom.
Yeah.
What about use a condom?
Or get on those pills.
Or prep. Yeah.
My doctor laughed at me when I went on him. He's like, Joey, why would you take that? He's like, you don't have sex. I said, I know, but still. I have like anxiety about it.
Yeah.
Do you at least get jerked off or jerk off?
No,
guys,
I don't do anything. I just sit home and look at Chris and you.
No, interesting.
Oh, I went, but I jerked off two black guys in that club.
That's right.
At the same time.
Yeah.
That was the last time party.
Yeah.
I was like this.
Yeah.
Like doing like two shake weights in my hand with big black cocks. That was the last time I had some dick. It was a wild night. I took Ambien the next day.
Oh my God.
You really binged on that night.
Yeah. When I go in. I go hard.
You
when
go
I
hard,
go in, yeah.
One speed wild.
That's the only speed I want. Yeah.
Find the biggest, blackest dicks I could find.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Two at a time.
Yeah.
Yep.
See, that would be a hyena move right there. We would call you a hyena.
That's a hyena. Yeah, you're
Joey's
one of our hyenas.
Bad. Yeah.
Joey's a hyena.
I get built up and then you know that show snapped or what is that show called Snapped when
snapped.
Like the woman gets fed up with her husband shit, she finally kills him and it's like goes crazy
snapped.
I just go no cock and then I'm a cock hungry hyena.
Beautiful.
You never know. So I never know I can strike.
See, look what he's doing again, putting this in his mouth. It's disgusting.
And then you spit it back in there. He's dipping right now. He's chewing tobacco, but they're little pellets.
Yes.
I thought you had a hamster or something you were feeding. I didn't know he was taking those out.
I'm a cuck.
Okay. What does cuck mean?
It's like a soy boy.
Yeah, soy boy, cock are interchangeable.
We're
going to
get
terms.
Into...
Liberal. I'm a liberal.
Oh, no. We're going to get into slang about... About Brooklynites later.
Yeah, Giannis is like really into politics, like where it's like annoying. Like I think he was sitting with a gun in his mouth until the government shutdown ended a couple of weeks ago or a week ago.
Was the government shut down?
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
What does that mean? Do we don't have to pay taxes now?
No, I don't really know what
they
it means.
They can't agree on a budget, so they just kind of shut down until like...
But it like hurts Giannis's feelings when something goes wrong with the government because he's big time pro-government.
Wait, you guys, so I'm trying to... I have my tabs here and I realize that all my tabs are gay porn and then because I tabbed some information, a quiz that I want to give you.
Yeah.
And
gay porn site?
Well, there's all different ones. This one is... Oh, this might be good for you guys. This is two Brooklyn guys that are broing out, and then they talk each other into having sex with each other.
Oh wow! Oh,
this is on a tab of mine. I'll show you them.
Yeah,
we've done that.
We've done that. Does that say Bay Ridge Boys behind it?
Because Joey, we got a question for you. Oh yeah.
Oh, let's see.
Oh wow. Oh, that's us.
So that's you guys.
That's I feel like I've seen these kids in Bay Ridge.
Yeah.
At Panatico on Third Avenue.
Holy shit! Look at these. These are two cuzzos.
So they're talking. What are they saying? They're talking about going to
gay
bar. They're talking about going to the club.
Yeah.
And then.
Oh, wow.
Now, Joey, is there a good chance these guys in real life are actually straight? Or are they usually gay men?
Gay for
no,
pay.
No, I think these are gay for pay.
Yeah.
Because they were like two like.
They're GFPers.
Oh, my God.
And then it just all goes downhill from there.
And then with the dick socket. Oh there we go.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Don't make us watch it. Oh God!
Yes.
So then that can happen.
Tough to see.
I don't know how we got. I'm going through my. I was trying to find the quiz, and then all my bookmarks. There's that, and then there's so. Well, that was nice that you brought Chris. That you brought Giannis with you. He's your best friend.
Giannis is my best friend.
Where did you guys meet?
We met in starting doing comedy. I started in 2009, and Giannis was already like a a comic working and stuff. And he used to give me advice. And then when we moved to Bay Ridge together,
right?
He was in Bay Ridge, and then I moved to Bay Ridge, and we just became like butt buddies. And like now, we do is like walk around Bay Ridge. We go get sandwiches. We go to the park. Like, we just spend.
I know, I saw.
He's so influential in my daughter's life. My daughter calls him Aunt Giannis.
Oh, well, I'm so excited. I love the idea that we had three people come. Do you mind if I bring another co-host in?
No.
Right now? Because I actually set up the, another co-host to come in. Her name's Marisa. She's really funny.
Oh, I know.
I met her at a gay club once. She's like so hysterical. Well, so she's a good friend of mine.
Well, she's going to know who I am because we had a relationship for a little while.
Marisa, all right, let's bring her. Is she here?
Hello, Joey. Good to be here.
Oh, my God,
good
Marisa.
To see you.
Thank you.
I can't believe you're here with Chris, too. Chris, we're not talking right now. I'm not talking to him.
Now, how did you meet Chris?
I met him through Giannis because we was friends. Me and Giannis was doing those shows together. Uh-huh. And then Giannis was friends with him. And he was always bringing this cute piece of meat around. Uh-huh. And I got him drunk and shit.
Oh,
and then
God.
I just touched that dick. That's it.
Oh, my God.
All this shit.
Wait, did you guys hook up on the first date?
Yeah.
I sucked that dick, too.
Because Marisa, if you don't know Marisa, she was looking for love a while ago. And you were on a dating site?
That's right.
What's that? What's
it was called Love Match or some shit? I don't think it's out of business. Nah, I'm still trying to get to Westchester. That's right.
Are you still living on the Lower East Side?
Joey, I'm still there. You know that. You know,
we
be texting all the time.
There. Yeah, your roots are there. So that's
why she dumped me because she found out my roots are I'm from Queens and she said I was Queens trash.
There was a territory quarrel.
Yeah, she told me I was a hefty bag with a heartbeat.
He looks like he should, listen, he's a comedian, he's doing good. But seriously, his accent sounds like Edith from Archie Bunker.
Yeah.
I can't deal with it. He's a little like white, you know, he's supposed to have a job hanging off the back of a garbage truck.
You want someone really
someone
white.
Classy, Joey.
Yeah.
Somebody who reads Shakespeare to me. Who has a candle, who be reading that candle and is on Wikipedia constantly. I can't be hanging out with Chris with his friends and shit doing crazy shit.
An upstanding citizen.
So he's from Queens, too.
Keep it behind
I'm trying
closed.
To go to Westchester.
Yeah. Have you hooked up with anyone in Westchester yet?
I did. I've been going up there. I just troll around there, talking to doctors and shit. There's a lot of retired cops up there.
Do you have trouble now? When you get with someone, now, have you fully transitioned? Did you get enough money to get the surgery yet?
I still don't have my tits right now.
Okay.
I'm not that Snooki shit.
Yeah.
I know Snooki got them tits.
She does. Maybe
who paid for those tits?
She had to. She paid for them. She makes a lot of money.
Was that pre the TV show?
That was after the TV. She took that money from the show. Maybe you should get a TV show.
I'm going to do a Kickstarter.
Yeah.
For these
do
tits.
Do Kickstarter.
That's it.
Do you want to get the your vagina surgery as well? Or are you happy?
I'm all right with that. Like, if I was on Titanic and then Leonardo DiCaprio drew me, he could keep the dick.
Yeah.
That's it. But keep the pearl too.
You're a third sexy person.
That's right. Third sexy.
Yeah. It was Jesus Christ mess up.
That's Jesus Christ. He makes mistakes, but science fixes that shit. This is 2018.
I know.
Thank you, please. Look at this cute motherfucker.
Oh.
He look like he goes to Bed Bugs bars all the time. What's your name? You got a lot of family money, right? That's why you move here?
I got some money.
That's cute.
Marisa's flirting with Ben. Yeah. Well, that's great. Now, as a trans woman, you're in the public eye now. Now, I wanted to find out, has Caitlyn Jenner ever reached out to you?
No, she didn't, but she should have. I thought she was going to for tips on how to transition.
Yeah. I mean, she has that show, Kate, coming out with Caitlyn. What's the show called? I am Kate. It's called I Am Kate. And she had a lot of an entourage. I'm surprised that she didn't ask you. She had Candace Kane and Bevy Smith and not Bevy Smith. That's a real woman. All these people that you never were approached.
I was never approached. And I've been making people feel wepper since 2010, too.
Yeah.
So that was a little surprising. I'm a little angry at her.
Yeah.
But whatever, you know, that we're just not going to be close.
Yeah. But did you see her any trans rights rallies or anything?
I don't see her anywhere.
Yeah.
She's on Hollywood. She vote Republican.
Yeah.
I never understood that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her shit is very, her social, she's voting for the party. That's not for social causes, Joey.
Oh, right.
That's a problem for me.
Yeah. Well, it's an uproar. You should probably, you know, are you the only transsexual in your group or are there others that you roll with?
I got a lot of transsexual friends, yeah. I hang out with a lot of girls. I don't care. I'm fluid with gender. I don't really see gender.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Even with Chris
DeStefano here. That's what I was going to say. Chris, when you guys first hooked up, did you know that she was transgender?
No, I didn't. I found out when...
He found out when I was talking that dick.
Yeah,
and then when my dick got hard, that's how he found out.
So you found out the day night one.
Well, I thought we were going to have sex, and then, you know, next thing you know, he was punching me in the back of the head, turned
who's
me over,
he?
And then his
who's
dick...
He?
Or
who's he?
Maurice.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Get with it.
Yeah, Chris, I'm sorry. Please use proper pronouns. I'm
Marisa. Sorry. Yeah, and she was just, you know, she put it up in my butt and was just saying, you about to take this Puerto Rican dick.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and that was it. Yeah.
Wow.
But it was okay. You know, I didn't mind it, but now, you know, she told me that
he's open-minded though.
Yeah, yeah.
He's really open-minded, Joey.
Because she said she was like, you know, she wants to take me around like really educated people like WASPs and stuff like that. And she said that my accent would actually make those people nauseous. And she's like, because she can't be that. She can't have me around like
upscale.
Because she said that I should be like a plumber or like it's
do
like.
Do you want a Republican boyfriend, Marissa?
I don't care. I don't care about the party affiliation.
Just make sure they have the money and upstanding system.
Get money, touch dicks. That's what my mantra is.
College.
That's right. So I need to go to college, be classy. And he also needs to have a dick bank account. I need to see that Chase. He need a Chase debit card.
Okay.
That shit need to be Chase. I don't want to see no Ridgewood bank card.
Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Is that a local bank?
That's my bank. I got Ridgewood Savings Bank, yeah.
Oh, so that's probably why.
Yeah, he didn't like that.
Did you introduce
She him? Didn't like that.
Have you, Marissa, were you introduced to Chris's family or no?
He didn't introduce me to his family. He tried to keep a secret.
Well, yeah. Well, but, you know, not just for anything, but you are very... You know, and you have an outgoing personality. You're very fashionable.
Rigorous.
Colorful.
Thank you.
You love wearing lots of color.
You too.
Your hair. Thank you.
You too. You're hilarious on the show with Snooki.
Oh, thank you.
You got a lot of personality. You're a celebrity. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you.
I feel starstruck right now.
Oh, my God. You have your signature hair today. Now, have you always been red?
Always. I keep that shit red. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Okay.
Don't fix that shit.
It's your signature. So that's maybe why you were scared Chris to bring her home, because she's so colorful and loud. And,
yeah. Well, yeah. And, you know, loud and you know, yeah. For me, like, you know, I have an old school... like Italian family. So right. I wasn't sure how it was going to be, you know, perceived, but yeah. But
I've got a nice dick too. Let me tell you.
Yeah. Circumcised, no warts.
I know you probably fantasize. I could tell you.
No, I can tell you.
If you need some more detailed notes, I would tell you.
Do you have any pictures?
I did not take pictures, but I got a mental picture here.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we do have that. You have the picture when I stuck the remote control in my pants. Remember that?
I do have that picture. Yeah. I'll send that to you.
Oh,
that's what I sent you. Yeah, we
give
have that.
Give that to Joey.
It looks like a remote control.
We're girlfriends, we share.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get into any.
No, it's fine.
We share, Joey.
Okay. Well, I'm down. That's exciting. So what are your plans? Maurice, anything that you're working on besides?
I got a podcast right now called The Rigorous Podcast.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going great. We got 300 million listeners right now.
Oh, that's great. Where can you listen to that? Anywhere podcasts are found?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, how fun. Maybe I can come on Maurice's podcast.
We need to get you on. Will you come on there?
I would come on, yeah.
Then you booked.
Oh, how fun. What do you guys talk about on the podcast?
We talk about all types of crazy shit. Yeah, it's me and Angelo Lozada and the producer Shannon. We on Gas Digital and we be doing it once a week. And that shit is really fun. We just be talking about whatever's happening in my feelings and what's going on in the world.
Oh my God, how fun. Like, is it every week you do it?
Every week, once a week.
Chris, have you been over there?
Yes, I came on once.
Okay.
And it was great. I had a great time with it. But you know, things have just changed a lot since, you know, Maurice has, dumped me. So
yeah. Well, it's hard, but I'm appreciate that you guys can be in the same room together and not be uncomfortable.
I don't have any bad feelings towards him.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a nice person. He got a daughter
and then
he's just not responsible in his life. His life is not together. Mm-hmm. Too much drama.
And also my baby mama was like, you can't have two Puerto Rican bitches in your life.
Oh yeah. Cause that was the biggest issue. They'll cut each other.
Yeah. She did not like Maurice at all.
I'm not into that drama. I'm too old.
Do you get in fist fights, Marissa?
If somebody steps to me, they're getting fucked up.
Yeah.
You could take the girl out the LES. You cannot take the LES out the girl, Joey.
Yeah. What street did you grow up on?
Haven't you seen? That's right. I'm still there. That's it. The fucking radiators is too hot.
Yeah.
But I be doing yoga. I be doing Bikram yoga in there. I be losing my weight in there. That shit is like a steam room in there.
What is it? Bikram yoga?
Bikram yoga.
Oh.
That's it. I don't need to pay $3,000. I got that New York City steam coming out.
You're
that
smart
radiator.
Gal.
That's right.
You're
I'm an entrepreneur. I'm entrepreneur. That's right. I'm an entrepreneur out here.
Well, this was so much fun, Marissa. Well, thank you. I have to check your podcast out. Thank you for being here today.
Not only going to check it out, you're going to be on it.
I'm
going to
be on it. I love it. I'd love to. And yeah, good luck with your lust for love.
Thank
looking
you.
For
I'm
love.
You're trying to find that Prince Charming.
I think you will. I just you know, they say if you keep your mind to it, it'll happen.
Where do you live in Jersey, right?
I know. I live in Murray Hill.
You live in Murray Hill?
Yeah.
That's classy.
Yeah, it is. I have a doorman, an elevator,
holy
a pool.
Shit.
There's a pool.
Wow. They have a pool in there?
Mm-hmm. It's on the roof in the health spa upstairs.
There's a lot of classy businessmen
in
there.
Yeah. Maybe you should come over.
I'd love to come over.
So we can hang. We can have happy hour at my house. We'll have drinks at my house. Then we'll go over to the Brother Jimmy's that's downstairs from us.
I don't eat that meat though. You know.
No, I know you're vegetarian.
That's right.
No, but we can just have drinks.
Sounds good.
You can drink like a hurricane or a Mai Tai.
Strictly martinis.
Martini.
Put that shit in a Sarah Jessica Parker for me.
That's why. That's how you're going to attract the classy men.
That's right.
All right. Well, thanks, Marissa, for coming.
Thanks for having me, Joey.
Chris, can you give her a kiss goodbye? Oh,
see, it's all friendship here.
All right. Giannis is back from his prostate exam.
Wow, that was crazy.
What happened? Was it inflamed?
It was, they said it was a little big, but they gave me some anti-inflammatories.
And I wish my they thing was stopped, a little big.
They told me to just like, yeah. you know.
Chris, I heard that you call your dick Little Italy.
I do call my dick Little Italy.
It's because it's little. You look like you both have a nice dicks.
No, I've been told by multiple women that
it was little.
No, that it's a good, it's a
good
it's,
size,
it's nice size, and that's that it's smooth, very smooth, wartless dick.
Okay, so now we're gonna get into hot topics, and just talk about what's going on in the news. Wait, you guys got engaged, Jonas?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
How did you do it on Christmas Day?
Christmas Eve, by the tree.
In front of your family?
In front of her family.
Stop.
Yeah.
Is she Italian?
She's half Greek, half Italian.
That's
Sicilian.
Exciting. Yeah. How did you? What did you do? Did you get everyone around in the living room?
It was great.
After dinner?
I got her a decoy.
Or right after Annie Boss?
It was after all her family.
Oh, you guys
left.
Are Greek. What do you guys do? What do you have for Easter? Spanakopita?
Everything's lamb, always. Lamb, spanakopita, yeah.
With mint sauce?
With tzatziki.
Tzatziki. And lemon garlic,
everything.
Potatoes.
Oh, yeah. We put lemon on everything. Greek, anything.
So what happened? Everyone in the living room, I have an announcement. What'd you say?
No, I wait for whole family left, so it was just her immediate family left. And then it was me and her by the tree. I got her a decoy gift. I said, let's open our gifts tonight, Christmas Eve.
One gift on Christmas Eve.
So she opened it up. It was like a purse, and I could tell she was like looking through it to see if there was a ring in it, which is what I wanted. I want her to be a little disappointed. And I said, now you can open the card. I told her to open the gift. She opened the card.
Was it like a nice purse where she would think it's like really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What kind of purse was it?
It was a nice like boutique-made suede purse.
Pardon?
Yeah, with a phone charger in it.
That's nice.
So then
the purse has a built-in phone charger?
Yeah. It's really nice too, custom made.
You should get Chris one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want one.
So then the card said, will you marry me? And then when she looked up, bang, I had the ring out.
Where was
right
it hiding?
There.
In your pocket?
It was in my pocket. Well, I took it from my coat pocket into my
jeans pocket.
When nobody was looking. Yeah. So she could see the imprint of it.
Yeah. Did you put it in the back pocket?
And then she cried like this. She covered it. Yeah. If you look at the Instagram photo, it looks like she's covering her face like someone farted bad. She's just like this. Like
how exciting. Are you guys gonna get married at what's it called? Russo's by the Bay?
No, she's from Long Island bad. So she's going to be like going to be like a grown-up sweet 16.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I know what you mean.
Yeah. It's going to be in a castle.
Oh my God.
A lot of Jews there.
Are you going to be the best man? Or do you have a brother?
No, his family.
Yeah. Wow.
I'll probably be in the wedding party though, right? Maybe?
Yeah, he can't be in the wedding party because it's only straight guys.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so I can't.
Because they can't go into the church. But he'll come to the party.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't come.
It's only straight
Joey
guys.
And I aren't invited because we'll be a couple by then.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So let's talk about some little bit of hot topics now. Kim Kardashian West had that new baby.
Mm.
Did you see that?
What's the thing? She just had a baby.
She had a baby via surrogate.
Okay.
And there's speculation that she was going to have, I thought Kylie was the, Kylie Kardashian. I thought that she was the surrogate, but because she's knocked up by a rapper.
Oh, really? And that's, so she is pregnant.
It's not confirmed, but I know it is.
Yeah, you know she is.
She
knows she's
pregnant. Messaged me and told me.
Okay.
She sent me the picture. What is it? Sonogram.
Sonogram.
Now, a surrogate means somebody else carried the baby.
Yeah, Kanye, they took eggs out of Kim Kardashian, and then they took sperm out of Kanye Kardashian, and they put it in a tube, and Caitlyn actually fertilized it. And then that was transferred from Caitlyn's uterus to this other woman.
Holy mackerel.
Interesting.
Caitlyn Kardashian.
They do things different in Hollywood.
And now, so then the woman, the stranger, had their baby in a sack and injected in her, and then she's had the baby.
Yeah.
And now they
Beyonce
took it home.
Did that too?
I don't know. They had that belly that was deflating on her, and I don't know.
How much money do you like?
She only gave her $40,000.
Wow.
Can you imagine having that baby? I would ask for like $40 million.
Yeah. Seriously. Just take a million.
I would have ran.
Well, first what I'd do, I'd take the $40,000 and then I would hold the baby hostage.
I'd get my tits
put
done.
A gun to the belly. And
while
say,
I was pregnant.
Give me $1 million. Give me $1 million. Like that, and just keep
good
going
line.
Up. 50 million.
Yeah, I just throw, four, throw
Put the ring in the bag.
Put the ring in the bag.
Do a shakedown.
Hold it
right
to your own belly,
Yeah.
That's smart.
Stand at the top of staircases and be like, another million or I roll
I'm going to fucking do it.
Yeah, another million or I slip.
And they named him Chicago West.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But people don't like that name?
They said Northwest was the first one. And then there was King. What's the other one? What the hell's the little one's name? Saint. Saint West. And they wanted you. Are you getting tired? Do you want a bump?
No, I think because I have GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and it causes yawns sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, and like burps, and it always mimics of feelings that I'm having a heart attack.
He's also got a baby daughter, so he's always tired.
I'm always tired.
Yeah, she's two. Three or two?
She's two. Two and a half. Almost three.
Yeah.
But not yet. But she's the best,
And so they named it Chicago West. So everyone's, they wanted to name it Southwest, but
It's taken by an airline.
But taken by an airline.
And
yeah.
A, couldn't and get a the festival.
You yeah. couldn't get the handle.
And a, yeah. and a type of
they
Chipotle
couldn't
sauce.
Get the handle.
Yeah. yeah.
So they say, you know, fuck this, it's going to cost too much. So they named it Chicago West.
Chicago West. That's a cool name, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shy, call it Baby
it's
Shy.
It's a girl.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a girl. Okay.
It's a girl. So they have two girls and a boy. So congratulations.
Yeah.
Kim Ye. I also have some sad news I wanted to bring up today. We did have a death in Hollywood. I'm sure you're all aware of it. And Chris and I are actually having we're having a candlelight vigil this evening in Bay Ridge.
Yes.
In his honor. Chinky Winky has passed from the Teletubbies.
Oh, man.
At 52 years old from hypothermia, they found him on the street, frozen to death.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't know. It wasn't even that cold out yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you know this? No. Chinky Winky was the purple. Was that the gay one?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
The triangle. Yeah. The gay. Oh my God.
They all kind of looked gay, though. So.
They did, but one of them had the pink triangle, or the triangle carried a purse. Let me Google Chinky Winky.
Yeah.
And see what comes up. Well, since my gay porn history, I don't know what's going to show up, but I need to Google Chinky Winky. A little penis will show up.
You're saying the actor.
The actor.
This is the best.
That's great.
So it wasn't the actual Teletubbies dead.
Well, I'm not sure if he was in costume or not.
Well, they could put another gay in there.
I'm waiting to get for the report from the coroner's office right now. They should be texting me. Chinky Winky's actor's the daughter pays tribute to the father. It's the triangle.
The
gay one. Oh, wow. Poor Chinky Winky.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
And I've been thinking that that big costume he would stay warm. How the hell you hypothermia?
Yeah, seriously. Know. That sucks.
I actually don't know how he got it. If anyone else has information, please tweet us and let us know how he froze to death at 42. Simon Shelton Barnes.
Oh, he was 42.
Is this podcast, is this show live right now?
No.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. Because I got a Snapchat message saying, they're like, I love Joey's podcast. I love Joey. So I didn't know if it was going out live.
It's probably because your Instagram
story. Wait, no, because did you get Google alerts on me because you don't want anyone to cheat on you?
No. Do I have to do that? I thought I only do that with the Puerto Ricans.
I'm not that crazy yet.
Okay.
He was found dead at 7:30 a.m. the following morning. I think it was in London. Hypothermia. How the fuck do you get hypothermia? Isn't that when you freeze to death?
Yes.
Freeze to death.
But on a fucking sidewalk, you're not in the glacial Alps.
Yeah, but why is he living on the streets?
Yeah.
Things got rough.
Things got rough.
After the Beanie Baby crash in 96, everything went downhill from there. So...
Yeah.
That's that. And then we have there was the pig farm. Have you heard of this one? I'm gonna pull it up so Ben can get on board.
Ben actually looks like the guy a little
bit.
It does. Yeah.
Oh my
Holy
God.
Shit.
This may be your dad.
Like if I found out you put out stockings and killed women, I wouldn't be surprised.
So this pig farmer, his name is Robert Picton. He was a pig farmer and he killed 49 women. I'm sorry. And his farm, and he sold the meat, and he fed the bodies to the pigs. 49 women. He wanted to. There he is.
Wow! Thank you so much.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. You do look a little like him.
So the pig farmer. Oh, I screen grabbed this. Hold on. Oh, no, I didn't. Hold on. So he killed. Chilling moments. He suspects. Oh wait. He confesses to. When I stutter, we say lip and cheek tints. Sorry, lip and cheek tints. Well, he was 40. He killed 49 women, and then he was in prison for that. I don't know what happened, but he used to feed the pigs. Well, you guys read the story.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah,
he used to feed the women to the pigs.
And why? Because pigs will eat, much like a hyena. Pigs
and yourself.
Yes, and myself.
On a rough day,
they eat meat, flesh, cartilage, and bone.
They eat the whole
they
thing.
Eat the whole bone. Yeah. So a lot of animals just leave the bone, but not a pig or a hyena. They eat the bone.
Yeah. Right. So that was smart. So there was no remnants of the bodies.
And he also sold some of the meat to people. Yeah. He made it into minced meat from the people.
I would make
a
sausage.
Yeah, maybe a sausage.
Or maybe
there's a couple of Canadians that ate women.
This is Canadian.
Yeah.
This is Vancouver.
Yeah.
So he sold the meat as minced meat, probably as sausages, as we suspect.
Yeah.
And the people ate them. And then he was in prison for 49 people. He was bragging. He was upset that he didn't finish. He said he did a sloppy job. He got sloppy at the end. He wanted to make it a clean 50, a big 5-0. He never made it to the big 5-0. He wanted to kill 50. To say it was like half 100. So he was really excited about making the number, and he never got to do it.
Now, is he going to be executed, or is he just
I don't know.
Life in prison? Or do you not even go to prison for that?
It's I think he got 170.
Lax system.
Oh, no. Yeah. That was that rapist who got 175 years. Who was that man?
Larry Nassar.
He was touching the girls.
Touching the girls, which is bad. Yeah. There were young kids, too, so that was bad.
That's bad. And what did that boy do? What did that guy do? James Franco touched someone.
Yeah, but
or what did he do? I don't know.
Well, I think that he was what I heard is that he was, you know, in a relationship with a girl, at least went on a few dates with a girl, and then tried to push her head down and give him
a
blowjob in
the
car.
Third date.
Yeah, I mean, I had a fucking baby on my second date, yeah. So it's like, you know, but she
said she didn't want to do that.
And then, you know, a year later was like, this is, you know,
before his Oscar nomination.
You harassed me. Yeah. But I don't know what's true and what's not. It's like the same thing with the Aziz Ansari thing. It's like, you know, I don't know. Like, you know, the women, yeah, it's like courageous that they came out, but it's also like, is the problem.
What did he do? He forced himself on someone?
No. He stuck his fingers in her mouth. He gave her fingers.
I would love if you did that to me.
Yeah. Right.
And but she blew him
twice, yeah. What she says. And then, you know,
You gotta be careful.
Just recently was like, oh, but you know, you missed my nonverbal cues, which is like, okay, if that's a conversation that we have to have, sure. But it's like, you can't accuse him. He can't be lumped into the sexual harassment, you know, predators.
Because it's you weren't feeling it that night.
Because you weren't feeling it that night. And it's like, yeah, it's like, you know, yeah, I mean, I've been clawed in the mouth. I mean, what are you going to do? Shit happens. I wanted to get on TV, so.
It's called the Mankind.
Yeah, you were in a casting closet recently.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. Yeah, I was doing a thing and I saw the casting closet. And I said, this is, you know, it's a little degrading, but,
because you didn't get the full couch. They had to do it behind closed doors.
They did it behind, yeah, in the casting closet. But that's what happens in the gay community, you know?
Super Bowl's coming up. Super Bowl 48 or 49. What is it, 49?
I don't know. Or is it? I'm not an ancient Roman, so I don't know. I think it's 52, actually.
Were you voting? Do you like the Patriots?
I am a New York Giants fan.
Right.
So to be honest with you, I actually want the Patriots to beat the Eagles because I hate the Eagles because they're in the Giants division. And I want the only blemishes on Tom Brady's record to always be the New York Giants.
That's actually a really good explanation.
That's why I want.
Very good. You just made me root for the Patriots because of that.
Yeah.
I'm a Gronk girl. I would get a train for that whole family can run a train on my ass.
Yeah.
He has all those brothers to Gronk house.
I respect that.
He's 6'4". He probably has a dick the size of Empire State Building.
His mother used to have to buy five whole chickens and five gallons of milk twice a week to feed her boys. So they would drink gallons of milk and eat whole chickens daily.
Oh my God.
So yeah, they're huge.
So I'm a Gronk girl. I'm gonna paint it on my tits.
Oh, beautiful.
For the event, for the party.
Great.
I'll do it right after antipasta served. Well, that was fun. Oh, Erica Badu likes Hitler. I wrote that down.
I saw that. Yeah.
What is she doing? She likes Hitler and she likes Trump. And
and she said that Bill Cosby is like,
yeah, he's not guilty.
No, he's misunderstood. And yeah.
Does she have an album coming out? What is she wanting?
I don't know. But I like Erica Badu.
Yeah. You better call Tyrone.
Tyrone is actually an Irish name too. When that song first came out, my mother thought that was off an Irish man, but it's not.
That's nice.
Yep.
The Kiki Kardashians were in a Calvin Klein ad. Did you see that?
Yeah. I didn't see. No.
They're all in Calvin Klein ad for the jeans and whatever. And then that little Kardashian, the little Kylie, she was the only one that everyone's like wearing like literally like thongs and underwear. And she's like wearing like a button up to her throat and has a big blanket over her.
Why?
Because she's trying to hide her fucking her pregnant belly with that rapper. Who's the brother? The father?
Is it Tigger?
T.I. or Tigger?
Tigger.
Yeah.
No, it's not him. It's someone new. It's Tigger has broken up. That's Black China's baby mama.
Is it Travis Scott or I don't know who the
Travis Scott. You're looking at Ben with that question. He has no idea. Yeah,
Ben, the whitest,
Ben,
nerdiest boy.
You'd have to be a member of AC/DC that got her pregnant for Ben to know.
Yeah. He don't know. He has no idea.
Bella Hadid had a nip slip on the runway. Do you know who she is?
Yeah. I know Bella Hadid, yeah.
Would you rather bag Bella Hadid in the can or Gigi Hadid?
In the ass?
In the ass?
Gigi. I'm going Gigi.
Okay.
I like Gigi.
Gigi.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bella looks annoying anyway. She's been with more black men.
Bella has been?
Bella dates The Weeknd.
Oh, wow. I like The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like his music.
Yeah, he's good.
Gigi dates The Weeknd. I don't know. One of them dates The Weeknd.
One of them dates The Weeknd, yeah.
I started a rumor when I was in LA one day that we left this party. There was like some horrible party. It wasn't horrible. It was like all like star studded and everyone's like trying to get in. There's a line around the block and me and Snooki run out. And I started screaming that Bella Hadid sharted on The Weeknd's cock on the dance floor. And I was screaming at the top of my lungs. I was really drunk, but that's my Bella Hadid story. we're going to do a quick fuck, marry, kill. Same question for both of you.
Okay. Beautiful.
Fuck, marry, kill Mama June. Do you know who that is?
No.
Is that is Mama June from the show
Honey Boo Boo's mom?
Honey Boo Boo's mom.
Oh yeah,
Honey Boo Boo's mom. Okay. The late Rue McClanahan.
Who's that?
Blanche from Golden Girls.
Okay.
Okay.
Or Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Okay. You want to go first?
Yeah. I'm marrying Michelle Obama.
Yeah, she's got money.
I'm fucking Blanche, and I'm killing Boo Boo's mom. That's an easy one. That was almost easy. Yeah.
Same one.
That was way easy.
I can change it if you'd like.
I mean, that one was way easy.
All right, so change the women then.
Yeah.
Okay, the next women are going to be J-Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Wendy the Snapple Lady.
Okay.
Or I'm going to put a dead person again because it's just fun. Or the late, the one from TLC. Lisa Left Eye Lopez,
yeah.
J-Wow, and Wendy the Snapple Lady.
Okay, so I'm going to kill Wendy the Snapple Lady because I like Arizona iced tea.
All right.
I'm going to fuck.
And while you're fucking them, this is in present day. She's not dead. She's like here.
Okay, so I'll fuck.
Or you can fuck her corpse if you'd like.
No, okay. I'm going to fuck Lisa Left Eye
now
Lopez.
Ben wants
Lopez
to play because once I love he found her out of that role, he's like, wait, I can then, fuck a corpse? Yeah,
then,
I'm in.
And then I'm gonna marry J-Wow to get closer to Roger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roger's hot.
Yeah.
I sexually harass him all the time.
Yeah, do it.
J-Wow's gorgeous.
J-Wow's
gorgeous.
Yeah. Well, I think all the girls are gorgeous. Yeah. Yeah. I really
do. Were you guys Jersey Shore fans?
I was. Yeah. To be honest with you,
oh, good.
I was. And when I always was from day one, I was like, I just liked the show. I get that when people are like, ah, but this and that's like, listen. They still had to, I know from going from auditions, they still were picked out of probably 1,000 people.
Right.
So it's like, there's still something.
They had to have some pizzazz.
There is. Well, not some, a lot of pizzazz.
You know why Nicole got cast?
And no.
We're friends with the producer, the owner of the production company. The ultimate thing came down to when they were looking at their, not their resumes, their the thing
audition
you fill
tits?
Out. No, all the paper with all your names and like,
yeah.
The, what is it called when you go for your application? Your application.
Yeah.
When they handed it in, there was orange smudge marks of self-tanner all over her paper. She goes, that's ultimately what it came down to.
That's hilarious.
Who was the one that was dating Ronnie again? What was her name?
Sammy Sweetheart?
Sammy Sweetheart. She's not doing it.
She's not doing it?
No, yeah. She's not doing it. She has a new boyfriend now.
Not Ronnie.
No, Ronnie has a stripper pregnant. Oh, not
oh,
stripper.
Okay.
She's I don't know what she does.
Yeah.
She's a girl from, I don't know where, he lives in LA. I think she's from Vegas.
And where?
They're pregnant, and now they're together.
And who's
Sammy's
boyfriend?
With a Christian. He's very nice. He's
Not famous.
No, he does solar panels.
Was he a hottie with a body?
Yeah, he's hot.
Yeah.
So he does solar panels. He's very nice. They've been together about a year now. So
that's beautiful.
Yeah, so, and they're really happy. So she didn't want to jeopardize that. I think that, she never said why, but I'm sure that's why she didn't want to go back into that drama.
Then there's a third one. Isn't there, there's a new girl, isn't it?
Dina.
Dina.
Well, she's
Dina and Angelina, right?
Angelina's the first one. She's not doing the show, I don't think.
She's never been a part of it.
No, she was the first season. Yeah, first season and second season a little bit, and then she got thrown out.
She got thrown out. And then Dina.
She came in. She went to her wedding. She was very nice.
Oh, Dina's married too.
Dina, yeah. Everyone's married except Paulie. He has a baby, but he's not married.
And Vinny's got no wife, no
family. Vinny is dating a model.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it was a nice model, so she's very pretty, so she's going to be there.
Where's the situation?
Situation's there, but he's...
He's going to jail though, right?
Well, I think so. Something's happening with that.
Yeah,
we don't know how many years or how long it's going to be.
That sucks.
Tax evasion, but he went to the court, and who knows what happened with that.
Yeah.
I would bang Snooki too bad.
Oh, would you?
Before she was married.
That's hot.
Yeah, she's hot. Yeah.
She's hot. I always thought Snooki was hot.
Snooki was always my type.
She's got nice cans too.
Yeah.
But they're fake, but I like that.
Yeah,
but even before, like even when Snooki wasn't in shape and wasn't like healthy,
good.
She's my type. I like Spanish girls. I know she's Spanish.
She's Chilean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, she's going to be so excited. Can we all be friends now that we're
sure. We'll do it. We'll do it.
Because we'll
come in anytime.
Okay. Okay. Well, this has been so much fun and I'm so excited. Our first episode without Snooki has been so successful. Thank you so much for coming, guys.
Sure.
Please tell all the listeners where we can find you and what we should be looking forward to in the future from you.
Bay Ridge Boys. Go
with
check
a Z,
out.
With a Z.
Oh, no, it's with an S.
With an S?
Yeah, with an S.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Bay Ridge Boys, you can find it on my Facebook, which is Chris DiStefano, or Giannis Pappas' Facebook, which is Y-A-N-N-I-S.
P-A-P-P-A-S.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And I also want to thank Marisa for being here. She was a lot of fun and very insightful.
Yeah, well, she's and she's my girl, and she's we just found out that she cheated on me. So
okay,
we'll
get to that.
I've been banging her.
We'll get to that next. So thank you guys so much for coming and thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoy the show while Snooki was gone. We see you next week. Oku oku kurakomi.